Welcome to Around the World with CricketBadger.com. A controversial proposal to construct a flyover near the Basin Reserve in Wellington has been abandoned. Independent Board of Inquiry turned down the plans after 4 months of hearings, although the draft decision is still yet to be formalised. Many involved with cricket in New Zealand had voiced concerns that the flyover would negatively impact the atmosphere at the historic ground. Sean Marsh has been ruled out of the Champions League T20 after picking up an elbow injury. The Australian would have been eligible to represent either his Big Bash League franchise Perth Scorchers or IPL franchise Kings XI Punjab in the event. Meanwhile, fellow Aussie Ashton Agar will miss the ongoing 18 quadrangular series due to a knee injury. That tournament saw Australia's national performance squad beat their A-side earlier today, thanks to impressive performances from Cameron Bancroft and Sean Abbott. India A beat South Africa in the other game, as Manish Pandey, Manoj Tiwari and Dawal Kulkarni all starred. Banned Bangladeshi cricketer Mohammad Ashraf has confirmed that he will appeal the length of his 8-year suspension from the game, his involvement in match fixing during the 2013 Bangladesh Premier League. Dhaka Gladiators managing director Shihab Chowdhury will also appeal against his 10-year ban. Niroshan Dikvelo and Dinesh Chandimal will swap places in Sri Lanka's squads. Chandimal has been dropped from the senior side that are playing South Africa and will now play for the A side in England. Dikvelo meanwhile will move in the opposite direction. County cricket legend Steve Kirby has announced his retirement from professional cricket due to injury. Yorkshireman Kirby played for his home county, Gloucestershire and latterly Somerset during a distinguished career, but also saw him represent England Lions. He hasn't played a first team game in 2014 for Somerset due to a shoulder problem. Yorkshire again topped Division 1 of the LB County Championship after completing a handsome 220-run win today over Middlesex at Scarborough. Meanwhile, in Division 2, Derbyshire wrapped up victory over Glamorgan inside 3 days. There are wins for the universities representing Australia, Bangladesh, South Africa and India in the second round of group games in the Red Bull Campus Cricket World Finals in Wormsley. And the Redfield franchise in the Caribbean Premier League will once again include Trinidad and Tobago in their official name after the disagreement between the franchise and the islands involved was resolved.